Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shut a camera, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. This segment right now brought to us by the Air National Guard. Career decisions after graduation are tough. The Air National Guard makes it easy with part-time service, money for college, on-the-job training, resume-boosting skills, and over 200 career paths. Take the first step to success at GoANG.com or call 1-800-TO-GO-ANG with the Air National Guard. All right, let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word giving you a chance to win $1,000 is, ooh, we have a controversy, James. I'm going to need you to find out what the correct word is, because I got two different words on my piece of paper here.
Hold on. I don't know
if you're seeing what I'm seeing, but I don't want to say until I know which one's the right one.
1 second.
Yeah. You see how we got two different words?
I don't see two different words on the thing I have.
All right. Well, why don't you come look at my piece of paper? In the meantime, I'll take a phone call. And we'll come back to this. 888-729-9494. Let's go to the phones. Actually, let's go ahead and talk to John Barchard. We'll get to the word in just a moment. You know what it is, James? Why don't you say what it is?
Bolt. The word is bolt. B-O-L-T. Bolt. Right,
there you go. Bolt. Okay. Because my thing's got two different words, but fair enough. So text bolt, B-O-L-T, to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant's going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000 at the start of the 11 and 12 o'clock hour every day on our show. All right, let's go out on the Swartz Culleton guest line right now. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. And, of course, the Eagles are practicing. And when they practice, we get a correspondent on the phone, typically Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. But today, John Barchard's our man. John, what's going on, dude?
You know, he's in Ireland chasing around the Spice Girls, so I just want to make that clear.
I heard
That's
about that.
That's why Elliot Shore Parks is not here right now.
His
gift to Ireland, I guess, is my gift. It is surreal, Joe. I'm watching Carson Wentz throw football passes to DeSean Jackson, something I never thought would actually happen, as they're just finally breaking away from groups here. But, yeah, I mean, Carson looks fantastic. I mean, you know, everything that the all-clear, ready-to-rock-and-roll Doug confirmed today, and it looks it on the field. I don't want to get too overexcited here, but this is a really good group so far. They just went through wide receiver and quarterback drills. Now they're breaking down into team play as we speak here. So was it like
a skeleton type drill where you got all the receivers in there, the quarterbacks dropping back, hitting guys against air?
Yep. That's basically all they were doing, just to kind of get together and warm up. All three quarterbacks were rotating in between, and Sudfeld was actually off on his own doing quarterback and tight end drills by himself to get more reps in there. I took kind of a little note of that with Kessler and everybody else kind of being in the mix along with, you know, Clayton and the rookie and everybody like that. So
he's throwing to DeSean. He's throwing to Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah,
Alshon.
Alshon is the only one that's not out here right now that I see from the wide receiver group.
Matt Collins is out there?
That's another one that I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
As well, they said Doug said they were going to kind of take it easy with him and kind of get him motioning in here. But now they're in their first offensive drill as they go on, and Carson is back there. So these are all good signs, gentlemen.
Tell us about the connection with Arcega-Whiteside and DeSean Jackson.
I haven't seen too much of it, honestly. I mean, there's been a lot of chatter between him and Nelson, more or less. There.
Oh.
I just got to say, for seeing JJ up in front for the very first time, I totally get it now. You know, it's just like a physical, really, really physical wide receiver that he is breaking through, you know, every different pad level that they kind of threw at him just during warm-ups. And, like, for a guy that's, you know, I know Zach Ertz is one of Carson Wentz's favorite targets, but eventually down the line, you know, in year two or year three, you might look at JJ as being one of those guys as well. Wow. I mean, hands are great. Caught every ball that's put in front of him. Very impressed with JJ so far.
Any deep balls?
No deep shots yet. We're still waiting on some of the deep shots. Like most that they've gotten is the 10, 15 yard intermediate routes, and the balls look nice and crisp there. So
is Carson like dropping back and doing like a game type, you know, what, like footwork, or is he?
Yep, actually, just right now they went into a split back. He was there in shotgun. I mean, he's got the, looks like the full game plan is in front of him right now, and he is actually zipping across the middle again to DeSean Jackson as we speak. So this is all great signs. Any worries that you had about, you know, just the back being there alone,
yeah,
I think are all kind of gone. And this more or less, I believe, is going to be more a contract extension announcement,
John,
coming up pretty soon.
Well, wow. We'll see. John, let's get to Carson Moore as far as him speaking. He's talking after practice today. Is that correct?
Yeah, somewhere around 2 o'clock, yeah.
And, of course, he'll be peppered with questions about the injuries, and he'll be certainly asked questions about the contract situation as well. It'll be interesting to see how he navigates that with the contract, you know, what exactly he dives into.
Yeah, they got to play this thing kind of close to the vest, at least both sides do. It's clear that they've made it, that, you know, Carson obviously wants to stay here. The Eagles want him to stay here. I think this just comes down to the right number, and my gut tells me that they're not going to announce anything until Dak Prescott has his number two and that gets finalized. And then, you know, they can kind of see which side is right on that. Yeah, I'm really curious to see how he handles those questions, because just looking at him now, like, there's obviously no health concerns going into the season that we noticeably see. So that's the next leap that it has to be.
Right.
Like, well, if there's going to be a limitation on OTA, it's probably going to be because of that. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being in that $28 to $30 million range. And I think everybody would be kind of happy with that at the end of the day.
Are the offensive and defensive lines separate still?
Yes, they are. It's just the offense that their defensive liners is actually doing individual drills in the far left, you know, end zone, where it's away from all the media and press right now.
Okay. So what about the linebackers? Are linebackers and DBs, are they working with the receivers and quarterbacks?
They are not. It's just offense on one side, defense on the other, and the defense is on the far end of the field. Didn't get a glimpse of too many of the new guys, including Zach Brown and of the, like, Fletcher Cox, obviously not here as well, and there was a couple other just minor injury stuff that they, you know, and it's OTAs, and the biggest story that came out is still Malcolm Jenkins is not being here as well, and that sounds like it's all contract issues.
Well, for sure, and it'll be interesting to see how various players handle that later. And obviously, John, you know, ultimately, what cuts through this with Malcolm? You know, is it simply an extension or a redo, or do the Eagles expect Malcolm back in the absence of that? That'll be fascinating over the next couple of weeks to see what happens first.
Yeah, I would just think at this point, like, the easiest thing to do is the same thing you did with Lane Johnson. To me, when an NFL contract is up, there's no more guaranteed money. Malcolm doesn't have that right now, and there's nothing wrong with at least that gesture alone of saying, like, okay, you know, we will guarantee a good majority of the next 2 years of your contract, or at least this year, to have a little more security. And I think that's all, honestly, 100% agreeable, especially from Malcolm's side. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Not have your best DB out on the field for this entire year? And
he's not going to hold out for the season. That's so rare.
I don't think he's going to hold out for the season, but I would doubt he shows up for OTAs until there's a contract that is signed and extended.
Well, what'll be interesting is the mandatory camp in June. Does he show up for that one or not? That's the one you wonder. And if he doesn't, then you know he's playing some form of hardball.
Hey, John. Yeah. Miles Sanders, any interesting action early from him?
Yeah, oddly enough, he was actually helmet off and on the sidelines to start camp today. In fact, now that I see him with a little more view, he's got the visor on and doesn't look like he's going to practice at all today. So we'll be curious what that is all about towards the end of practice around 2 o'clock when we get into the locker room here.
All right, John. Wow. Good stuff, man. Dig in, and we'll be talking through the week as the Eagles practice part of the OTA, voluntary OTA. Most of the players, not all of them there. Thanks, John.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, John.
Sean Barchard on the scene for us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.